Getting Right with God, a compilation.
God uses all kinds of vessels, big ones, little ones, ornate ones, plain ones, expensive ones, and ordinary ones. He uses all kinds of personalities, backgrounds, and experiences. But there is one kind of vessel God will not use. He will not use a dirty vessel. If you're going to be used by God, you're going to have to do a little cleanup work first. The Bible says, "If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work." More than anything, I know you want God to use you. It isn't the best preachers who get used by God. It isn't the best leaders. It isn't the most spiritual people. God uses those leaders who regularly get right with Him. Right before they crossed the Jordan River and entered the Promised Land, Joshua told the Israelites, "Purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you." If you want God to do something great in your future, you've got to start by settling the accounts of the past. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect, because no one is. But it does mean you need to be quick to confess and receive forgiveness when needed. Augustine said, "The confession of bad works is the beginning of good works." God wants to do something incredible through you, but He's going to start by dealing with your past. By following these steps, you will be on the way to a clear conscience and a God-blessed ministry. 1. Review every area of your life. Get away with a Bible, a piece of paper, and a pen. Ask God to let you know what's coming between you and Him. Don't rush it. Take your time and write it all down. Nobody will see this. It's between you and God. 2. Repent of every sin. Take responsibility for every sin you've written down. Don't rationalize them. Don't minimize them. Tell God that what you did was a sin and that you won't do it anymore. Real repentance isn't apologizing for your sin. It's admitting it, turning away from it, and accepting God's grace for it. 3. Make restitution. As you make your list, notice the sins that have impacted other people. Maybe you've hurt someone or mistreated him. If the person is still alive, make it right, as soon as possible. Don't just apologize either. If you've stolen from the person, give back what you've taken. If you've cheated somebody, repay him. 4. Receive God's forgiveness. Now you're ready to receive God's forgiveness. The Bible says you can go boldly to the throne of God and receive grace and mercy. God won't reject you or scold you. He'll give you His grace. That's a promise from His Word. God wants to bless your life and ministry. Will you get right with Him today? Pastors.com. Having a right relationship with God begins with acknowledging your sin. Next comes a humble confession of your sin to God. This repentance must be accompanied by faith. Specifically, faith that Jesus' sacrificial death and miraculous resurrection qualify Him to be your Savior. Being right with God is a matter of your response to what God has done on your behalf. He sent the Savior. He provided the sacrifice to take away your sin, and he offers you the promise, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you want to get right with God, here is a sample prayer to express to God your faith in him and thank him for providing for your salvation. God, I know that I have sinned against you and am deserving of punishment. But Jesus Christ took the punishment that I deserve, so that through faith in him and his resurrection, I could be forgiven. I place my trust in you for salvation. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen. GodQuestions.com. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If only I hadn't made that dumb decision, I lamented to my friend. If I had known then what I know now, I would have made a different choice. Ever been there? Wishing you could turn back the clock to unmake a decision, to unquit a job, undate a guy, or unspeak rash words? We all have decisions we regret, and we regret them for different reasons. Maybe we lacked information, so we made the best choice we could with the knowledge we had at the time, but things still went sideways. Maybe we lacked maturity. Our older, wiser selves would make a better choice today, but our younger, less experienced selves were in charge back then. Maybe we lacked conviction, so we made a sinful choice that hurt our heart or hurt other people. That last kind of regret is the hardest to move past, isn't it? Regrets over sinful decisions may haunt us, not only because they carry painful consequences, but also because they make us spiritually insecure. We worry that even when God forgives us, he stays low-key angry. We picture him wagging a condemning finger from his heavenly throne. Don't come whining to me. You got yourself into this mess. Now get yourself out of it. But that's not the heart of our gracious Father. In his parable of the prodigal son, Jesus illustrates God's heart toward us. The parable describes a son who squandered his inheritance in wild living and ended up starving and alone, literally wallowing in a pig pen. When the humiliated son finally came to his senses and limped home, we might expect his father to have greeted him with anger or a smug, "I told you so." But Jesus depicts the father like this. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." The father wasn't just happy about his son's return. He was leap off the porch and sprint down the driveway to hug his son before he could even finish apologizing, excited. He threw a party and helped his son begin rebuilding his life. As we grapple with our own regrets, what comfort we find in Jesus' story. When we need a fresh start, God supports us. When we confess we've made a mess, he celebrates our repentance. When we've wandered away, we can come to our senses and find our Heavenly Father waiting with open arms, ready to welcome us home. "Father, thank you for loving me through my mistakes. Thank you that I can start over, knowing I am forgiven and loved. In Jesus' name, amen." Elizabeth Lang Thompson. all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is no one who does everything right all the time. I don't ask or expect perfection of you. It saddens me when you willfully do wrong, but I don't hold it against you if you are sincerely sorry. Instead, I extend my arms in forgiveness and draw you close to me. You may still have to live with the consequences of your wrongdoing, but once you ask me for forgiveness, I forgive. It's that simple. Where you go from there is up to you. It largely depends on your desire to change and your determination to leave behind the things of the past so you can move forward in my love. When you fall, I will always be there to pick you up. My loving help, like my forgiveness, is endless. I would never make you feel unloved for some past mistake, no matter how great. I would never want you to feel beyond my forgiveness, because you never are. No matter what you've done, when it happened, who was involved, or anything else, I do not condemn or reject you, and I cannot ever turn away from you. I love you for all eternity, and there is nothing that could take you away from me. Remorse can make you feel so small and lonely, as if there's no point in going on. But in those times of despair and anguish, I will always remain by your side to comfort and hold you. There is no sin so great that it is beyond my power to forgive. Nor do I forgive you only once or twice and then throw in the towel and give up on you. My unconditional love and forgiveness are available to you as often as you need them and come to me for them. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.